I would like to start by thanking you for accepting to chair this workshop. Let me also express my appreciation to the speakers at today's event, including our colleagues from sister organizations, the World Intellectual Property Organization, and the International Trade Center. It gives me great pleasure to welcome all of you to this workshop on aid for trade and intellectual property. We all know what aid for trade is about. It's about removing the supply side capacity, the constraints that are trade related of developing countries, and in particular least developed countries. We also know that mainstreaming trade into national and regional development strategies lies very much at the heart of the Aid for Trade initiative. But from the beginning of the initiative, much attention has been devoted to the soft and hard infrastructure needed to trade in goods. Much attention has been devoted to infrastructure, to custom procedures, those that are needed to facilitate exchange in goods. But relatively less attention has been devoted to the infrastructure needed to promote trade in ideas. And yet, that trade is the building block of the global economy, the global knowledge economy. So today's workshop should help redress this balance by reaffirming the supportive role which intellectual property can play in development. This is an important message both for developing countries and development partners. The TRIPS agreement has a crucial role to play in integrating developing countries, and in particular LDCs, into the global knowledge economy. As we know, there is an increasing fragmentation in the global production networks. Hence, our focus on connecting to value chains for next year's global review. Intellectual property is a necessary condition for value chains to work. One example often mentioned is that of telecommunications equipment. But it is also true of an ever more diverse range of goods and services, from the seeds which farmers plant to the services which they can now access through their mobile phones. We don't need to look far before we find IP components. In this sense, Aid for Trade has a dual role to play. First, by helping partner countries, in particular LDCs, to put in place the necessary IP infrastructure. Of course, that is another way of saying implementing the TRIPS agreement, while also recognizing that this needs to be done in a manner which responds to development objectives of individual LDCs. This workshop does almost naturally build on the symposium that took place last week. That was a symposium on priority needs for technical and financial cooperation in LDCs. The symposium provided a useful opportunity to advance the discussions on the LDC's priority needs to implement the TRIPS agreement and to further coordinate responses to such needs by cooperation partners. It is a concrete example of how the WTO is and can support this process through its own Aid for Trade activities. At the symposium last week, much light was shed on the Aid for Trade support being offered by members and observer organizations. Let me also point out that a key element for the success of the symposium was the presence of many capital-based experts from LDCs. This was made possible thanks to the support, the general support that we received from the government of Sweden, which has also allowed us to ensure their presence at today's workshop. A second contribution that Aid for Trade can make, it is to help ensure that partner countries and LDCs derive maximum value from intellectual property for their development, and that is an issue that was also intensively discussed last week. Looking at the numbers, we can't tell you exactly how much is programmed in Aid for Trade support for intellectual property. And the reason is pretty simple, mainly because of the diverse ways in which intellectual property interacts with trade and development issues. IP protection issues can be considered within agricultural development projects or in the context of ICT systems development. And those projects are therefore not reported as IP projects. They are agricultural or ICT development projects with an IP component. We may be able to report projects that deal directly with TRIPS implementation. And for example, this will be the case with the activities that we conduct ourselves, or most of the activities, technical capacity building activities that are conducted by WIPO. But the IP elements of bigger projects are much more difficult to capture. So where should we focus our energies? On capturing the IP elements of Aid for Trade projects, or putting the case to integrate IP into Aid for Trade support? In my view, I would like to suggest that we concentrate on the latter. We should focus our energies on making the case for IP by first highlighting IP needs in national development strategies and aligning support around those needs, and second, by ensuring that development agencies have the necessary know-how to respond to these needs. And here I'm glad that we will hear, again this afternoon, a number of case stories of how this process can be made to work. This is important for the work of this committee, the CTD, and for the TRIPS Council. I hope that this workshop helps highlight the important role which IP can play for development, and that it increases our common understanding of the many ways in which IP contributes to value addition as we approach the next global review on Aid for Trade on connecting to value chains, which will be held next July. I thank you very much for your attention.